Normally, being a little extra can be a bit much, but when it comes to healthcare, it pays to be extra. And United Healthcare makes it easy with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they supplement your primary plan, helping you manage out-of-pocket costs without the usual requirements and restrictions like deductibles and enrollment periods. So when it comes to covering your medical bills, you can feel good about being a little extra. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.
Even on a budget, quality is non-negotiable. That's why Quince is the place to score high-end essentials at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Get your hands on buttery soft cashmere sweaters from just $60, Italian leather jackets, and so much more. And the best part about Quince? They exclusively partner with factories committed to safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Elevate your style without the elevated price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns.
What if I told you that everything you know about the world is wrong? What if I told you that all the things you believe to be impossible are in fact very much possible? Reality is not what you think it is. It is so much more complicated, fascinating, and, above all, terrifying. We are at the fringes of the map, and there's more than just dragons.
You draw your pistol, and you fire. So, World of Darkness works differently to D&D.
Yep.
Where D&D, you can't target a creature. In World of Darkness, you can. If you want, you can target the creature's head, you can target its body, you can target any one of its legs if you want, but there's a penalty for doing that. You have 6 dice in total, because you got a fucking great firearms score.
Yep.
You've got 6 dice in total, and to hit a leg would be a -2. But you could potentially cripple one of its legs. To hit its head is a -5. So that's only 1 dice. But I count headshots as aggravated damage. Because you're getting shot in the head. It should be aggravated damage. And to shoot it in its torso is, I believe, a -1.
Well, I'll go torso then.
Your gunshot ripples through the night and strikes the wolf. You deal 2 points of damage, lethal, to the wolf. The wolf keeps charging. The wolf angles itself. It looks like it's trying to run around you at first, but then it turns itself and launches at you. So you subtract your defense from its attack. Your defense is 2.
Mm-hmm.
It has an attack of 6, just like you do. So it loses 2 dice. It sinks its teeth into your arm. Oh. 2 points of lethal damage plus 1 point of lethal damage from the wolf's teeth. You take 3 lethal damage total. So that puts you on 3 lethal, 1 bashing. Because the way it works is the lethal bumps the bashing damage up. Make sense?
Yep, that makes sense.
Okay, it's your turn.
Because the wolf is currently attached on my arm.
Yeah.
Will shooting at the head be easier now?
It'll be harder, actually. Because now, as you try to bring your gun to bear, when it was at range, the wolf couldn't add its defense to this attack. But now that it's up close with you, the wolf can dodge, it can move, it can dart out of the way. It's hard to draw a bead on the wolf now. It's actually harder to hit it. The way I typically work it, though, is that you would be correct at saying it would be easier to hit this close. So the way I typically work it now is no penalty to shoot its body, but you still retain the penalty for hitting any other part, and you still have to deal with its defense.
Okay.
So you're going to receive a -2 to any roll you have.
I would just like to go for its body then, just to hit it. Can I start screaming to try and psych the wolf out?
You can, but I would make that an intimidation check, which you are not particularly good at.
No, and I don't think I can scream in such a way that would persuade the wolf.
No, unfortunately not.
I've done quite good.
Some might say animal ken might be the skill you need.
Perhaps, yeah. The social skill I bumped up was persuasion, specifically if the matter at hand was time sensitive, which, if it was a person, yes. unfortunately.
So you're going to shoot it in the chest?
Yep.
You strike it again. You manage to tuck the gun underneath the wolf's chest and you fire. When you pull the trigger, instead of the loud echoing bang, you just hear poof, as it's almost silenced by the wolf's thick fur and being pressed up against its chest. You deal 2 points of damage, 1 point from your roll, and then 1 point from the weapon's damage modifier.
Ah. Can I still just scream out and hope someone hears me?
You can scream if you want, yeah.
I would like to bellow into the night.
The wolf continues to attack.
Oh my god.
You are very lucky. The wolf lets go and tries to bite down again, but you falling over backwards kick the wolf in the head, forcing it away, and it snarls and snaps at you, but it doesn't bite you this time. Using one arm to steady yourself, try to get back up, but as you do, you feel an awful pain in your arm, and you look around and you can see the wolf's bite deep. You can see the damage the wolf did to your arm. Your arm is torn and bloodied. You slowly stumble to your feet, but you're terrified. It's your turn again.
Okay. I'm furious at the wolf now. And then I shoot the wolf again.
Screaming, you level the gun at the wolf and fire a third shot. You strike it. It's a good hit. You deal 3 points of damage this time.
As I'm shooting it, can I be walking toward the wolf?
You can. You take a step towards the wolf, fire your third shot. You strike the wolf. You deal a significant amount of damage to the wolf, and you can see that it's bleeding very heavily. You have potentially mortally wounded this wolf. The wolf looks like it's ready to continue going in for the kill, but then you hear somewhere distantly a whistling sound. The wolf turns away from you and sprints off into the snow.
Before I can shoot it again?
No, you can shoot it again if you want.
I would like to shoot the wolf again. Okay. Running this time toward the wolf.
Oh, so you're chasing after it?
Yep.
Okay. You chase after it, you fire. Because you're moving, you take a negative one to this roll. Would you like to just fire at the wolf?
Yes. Yeah, right. Yeah. That's smarter.
You strike the wolf again, dealing another 3 points of lethal damage.
I would also like to call out, "Your dog is dead!"
The wolf continues to sprint. You're not losing sight. Well, no, you are. Yeah, that's right. It's a blizzard. You're starting to lose sight of the wolf, but you can still see it and follow it if you want.
Yes.
Would you like to shoot it again?
Yes.
Okay. You fire. You hit it. Dealing another 2 points of lethal damage. Man, the wolf is bleeding out. You can see it's bleeding very heavily, but the wolf is still staying conscious. The wolf, now you're starting to lose track of the wolf. If you want to fire again, it's now at -1 for moving, -2 for the snow in between you now. That's a dice roll of 3. Would you like to still roll?
Yes.
You hit it again. You bring the wolf down. It collapses in the distance. With like an awful mangy sound, a whimpering, the wolf hits the snow, tumbles a little bit, and comes to a stop. There's blood in a massive, long streak. A pool of it where you were fighting the wolf, and then 2 streaks off into the snow. The snow leading south, further into the wastelands before you. You're not sure where the whistle came from. You still can't see. If you want, you could try to pinpoint it.
Yes, 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 yes. I would love to try and pinpoint the whistle.
Okay. Before you do that...
Five bullets I used?
You used 6.
I only have 12.
You have 6 now.
Oh, yeah.
And would you keep those bullets with you or would you have put them in your, like, with the cabin?
No, keep them on me.
Okay. Well, if you want to continue, are you reloading now? That's like an action.
Yep.
So you stop, you pause...
Reload.
You reload, slowly loading in the bullets. You've got 6 left now.
Yes. Now, can I work out while I'm reloading where that whistle came from?
Well, before that happens, I've got to make you make a resolve stamina roll because you're out in some freezing weather. You get for your clothes, you get a +1 to this. You get a +1 equipment bonus. But unfortunately, in a roll of 7, you get no successes. So, you have the extreme cold tilt. So a tilt is a, it's basically a penalty. It's a modifier. Until you lose this, you suffer -1 to all rolls. You can't heal bashing damage. And every hour that you don't get warm, this is going to get worse.
Interesting. Can I work out where that whistle's coming from?
Yes, that would be a wits composure, which is normally 6, but it's now 5. 4 successes. You did quite well. You can tell that it came from the south. You can pinpoint it as pretty far to the south as well, past the oil rig.
How far till the mess hall? Am I close to the mess hall?
You maybe made it halfway to the mess hall.
I want to go to the mess hall because I want to see if anyone else is there. So I'll continue on to the mess hall, but maybe steal a horse later.
When you get to the mess hall, you can tell almost immediately that something is wrong. The door has been broken open to the mess hall.
Okay, let's have a look around. Hello?
Are you going inside?
Yes.
The mess hall interior is dark, just like the outside. There's no lights on here. No, well, there's no lights. There's no electricity in this camp. But none of the lanterns have been turned on, and the fireplace is empty and barren. There are 2 giant tables here and an area for a food prep station. It's all just one big room. You can see as soon as you step inside, every single cupboard door is open and all of the tins and cans, any container of food, has been spilled out onto the floor and cracked open.
Are there any bodies?
You make a investigation wits at -1. A success with a reroll, just a success, but that's enough. You find one of the workers here, another corpse.
Is this one who followed the rules and carried a weapon that I can take?
It's Ari Stafford, one of the workmen. You had a conversation with him a while back. He has a rifle, but no ammunition.
Any other bodies? Does it? No. Can I tell how he died first?
He was torn apart. It looks like by an animal.
No wolf bites?
Oh, absolutely. There are bite marks all over his body. Something ate him. I'm going to make that a medicine intelligence roll. So that is a chance die.
Oh,
a 9, which would normally be a success, but you only get a success on a 0 for a chance die. A 0 or a 10.
Yeah.
It's the same thing. So, yeah, you can't tell what killed him, but you, like, you don't need to get a success to see bite marks.
Yeah.
He was torn apart, presumably by wolves.
That's a fair assumption to make. Is there anything like, can I tear up his clothes to try and fix my wound a bit? Or
you can make a medicine check on yourself.
Yeah,
if you want.
I'll have a go at that.
Okay.
Maybe I'll use a willpower.
Oh, you use a willpower? So a willpower turns this into a regular dice, which means that you have successes on 8s and 9s as well.
Cool, let's do
because
that.
Because it was a, no matter what happens, if it's a chance die, a willpower point just turns it into one regular die.
Yep.
Unfortunately, you still don't get a success.
Cool, 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 cool. Any other bodies around?
No, it looks like the mess hall is otherwise empty.
Huh. Well, there's no ammunition to be had here. I might.
You look at the empty food tins and canisters and your stomach rumbles. You feel hungry. You also haven't eaten. Like all day.
Are there any floor beans that I could just pick up? I mean, if it's cold enough, they should be preserved, right?
Yeah.
I'll eat off the floor.
I'll make that another investigation wits check. Yeah, you find floor beans. You find a couple odds and ends. Maybe you find, I don't know, like maybe there's dog food, like a nearly empty can of dog food, and you have some of that as well.
Yeah.
Anything to stave off the hunger, and it's bad. You are starving.
Does it help? Do I feel better after eating all the dog food and the floor beans?
No, it doesn't. But I'm not going to give you a penalty for it.
Okay. Is it weird hunger or is it just like I haven't eaten all day? Like obviously still bad, but do I feel weird about how hungry I am?
You can't tell.
Okay.
You're just hungry.
Okay.
You don't think it's anything weird.
You're right. Why would I think anything weird of being very, very hungry? Okay. How long will it take me to get to the equipment shed?
In this weather, it could take you like 5-10 minutes.
I'll risk it.
As you trudge out in back out into the cold, I'm going to have to make you make another resolve stamina check.
Ugh. Hey, did Ari have any coats that I could wear? Like anything that I could steal to help with the cold?
You can take his coat. You're already wearing a similar coat. It's not going to provide you as much extra protection as you'd like, though, because it's all torn up as well.
Fair. Anything helps. Thanks, Ari.
All right. You don't get worse. You're staving off the cold, but barely. As you approach the equipment shed, or as you're moving towards the equipment shed, you hear, and out of the snow bursts James Moore. He's got blood streaked on his face and down his clothes, a wild-eyed expression, an absolute terror in his face.
Mr. Moore, are you okay?
As he staggers towards you, he opens his mouth to talk and his mouth begins to drool and drop until it is 5 times the size of a regular mouth. He lunges at you. We're going to go to initiative.
Oh, no. Oh, no, but if this isn't what... This didn't make them die last time. As in, if he's still alive, then the thing that came out didn't kill them. So what could have killed them? Oh, no, someone tried to stop this. Oh, no. No.
You are first again.
He's charging towards me, yes?
Yes.
Do I get a bonus because he's coming closer?
No, you don't get a bonus. You just don't get negatives.
Oh, no, I shoot him.
Okay.
Just torso. Hang on. I only get a -1.
Yes.
And if... Yeah, if I go for the head, it's a chance dice, yeah?
It's -5 to go for the head. You have 5 dice right now, so it will become a chance die unless you use willpower. If you use willpower, so I know I said chance die, get the sorry, there's one exception, and that's in combat when you're voluntarily taking a penalty. What you can do is you declare, this is just like the order of things, you declare. Yeah.
Want flexibility? Take yoga. Want flexibility with your health insurance? Check out United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly medical, dental, and vision coverage that may be right for you. More at uh1.com.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous 2-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f***? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds. And they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
That you're using willpower first, then you target the head. -5, you have 3 dice total. Make sense?
Oh, okay, so I can still
You can target his head, but you'll only have 3 dice if you want to do that.
Yes, I would like to use my willpower, target his head.
Pray for a hit. Oh, good job. Hit a success and a reroll. You deal 3 points of aggravated damage to his head.
The loonies were right.
You've blinded him. You shoot out one of his eyes, his head partially explodes and he staggers backwards. You can see that you've destroyed his eyesight. It's his turn and he launches himself at you and wraps himself around you. And then he starts trying to bite your shoulder. But he takes double your defense because he's blind. So he has a chance die. Oh, critical failure. On a chance die, if you roll a 1, the opposite of a 10,
yeah,
you do something really bad. Maybe he falls over and is prone before you. Blind and prone. I will double whatever you have to hit him.
I think all I have is my service pistol.
No. I mean, like, if you would be rolling a 3, I'll double that to a 6. If you would be rolling a 5, I'll double that to a 10. He's, like, perfectly positioned himself to shoot.
But he's still alive.
He's still alive.
Is he conscious?
Yes.
More, what's happening?
Is that all you do? Because you're about to give up your advantage. I'm not saying you don't have to. I'm just saying you are giving up your advantage.
Oh, no. I'll shoot him in the head.
You shoot him?
I think I should.
You're going to use another willpower point? Oh, no. I would dub. You'd need to use a willpower point. But it'll be 6 instead of 3.
Maybe I'll just shoot him in the torso then.
That would be 5, but I'll make this 10. You deal 4 points of lethal damage to him. One of them, because he doesn't have enough health to keep it all as lethal, one of them becomes an extra point of aggravated. So because his health maximum is 6, he's on 4 points of aggravated, 2 points of lethal. You have very mortally wounded him. You fire down into him and right before he dies of blood loss, he gurgles up at you, hungry. And then James Moore bleeds to death.
Huh. Can I take a moment to think, how hungry am I? Huh. This isn't good. Does his body seem appealing as a snack?
I'm going to make that an intelligence occult roll.
Well, I do have a cult.
Actually, wits occult. So 3 + 1 - 1 = 3. You feel incredibly hungry. You wouldn't eat man meat raw, but if it were cooked and offered to you, you would consider it. And that maybe scares you.
Well, I best be keeping that in check. I'll power on to the equipment shed. Actually, no. Does Moore have any weapons on him?
Yes, Moore has a big knife.
Yeah, I'll take the knife.
I'd say you get to the equipment shed.
Cool. Is there any sign of struggle? Did a big fight go down in here as well?
I'll get you to make a investigation wits check. -1 because it's cold. You can see around the equipment shed that there looks like definitely a scramble happened here. There's a lot of motion in the snow and some blood. It looks like a couple people, maybe a group of 5, were fighting. You're not sure who they were fighting or if it was just each other. But you can also see wolf prints through the snow here. The wolves probably came afterwards, but they definitely dragged bodies away. There's a lot of blood in the snow as well.
Okay.
While you're doing that, wits composure.
Oh, no.
Which is 5. Oh, you get 4 successes. Good job.
Hey.
You turn around and you see 2 wolves running straight towards you. What do you want to do? Your investigation as well. The equipment shed has a chain around the door with a big old padlock on it.
So I could barricade myself in, could I? Well, that wouldn't be very courageous of me to do.
Have I noticed in my sort of search for the equipment shed that there are some pistol bullets lying around in terms of equipment?
You haven't been in the equipment shed. It's locked.
Oh, this is just the outside. Oh, no. Oh, no. Okay. Gun out. I walk towards the wolves.
Are you opening fire?
Yep.
You could just open fire now. That's fine. You fire a shot at the wolves. You hit the lead wolf, dealing 2 lethal damage. And we'll go to initiative. Oh, the wolves go first this time.
No!
The wolves split into 2, sprinting in 2 different directions. Looks like they're going to come at you from the west and the east. It's not looking good, but they don't reach you this turn. So you've got another turn. It's yours now.
I would like to shoot at the same wolf again.
You shoot at the same wolf?
Yep.
Two successes. So you deal in total 3 points of damage. Then, as the wolves are launching their way at you, a creature side slams one of the wolves. It's humanoid, but big. It stands at maybe nearly 8 feet tall.
Oh, no.
It rams the wolf with the antlers on its head.
No.
The wolf's body hits the ground hard, and you hear a crack. The creature turns around to look at you, and you can see it's a humanoid figure covered in hair. The tatters of a Bismarck oil and coal jacket lay still wrapped around its arms and part of its back and draped over its shoulder. You cannot recognize who this is, though.
Can I have a look to see what weapon it may have been carrying?
It's not carrying that weapon anymore. Whatever, it's just wearing the jacket because the jacket was big.
Oh, no. Okay, let's see.
The creature's horns are incredibly bloody, drenched with gore when it looks at you. The wolf whimpers beneath it, but then the creature picks up the wolf and throws it towards its mouth. The creature's snout elongates a little bit as it wraps around the wolf and starts swallowing it whole. Its snout moves like a separate appendage, slowly snaking, getting nearly twice its size, maybe double the length of an equivalently sized wolf's snout, as it quickly devours the wolf. Chunks of wolf are thrown apart. The other wolf, with a yip, turns and runs away. Jenna, it's your turn.
If I were to continue to courageously attack this creature, would I have a chance of regaining some of my willpower?
Yeah, if you stay here and fight, you exercise your virtue of courageous, you'll get all your willpower back.
Well, I would like to take the knife out in my non-dominant hand, point my gun at the creature and start walking towards it. And I would like to fire.
Well, get all of your willpower back.
Sick.
You fire a shot at the wolf.
As I walk
not the wolf, sorry.
Yeah.
the creature. Sorry. Force of habit. You've been fighting a lot of wolves.
A lot of wolves. As I sort of walk towards it, I sort of mumble to myself, so they did plan to have me in.
You strike it, dealing 2 points of lethal damage. Then it's its turn. It turns around, and you see that the damage that you dealt to it, the wound, the bullet wound, just closes over and knits itself back together. The creature does not look harmed at all. It drops what's left of the wolf carcass, and with a big, mighty hand, it reaches out and slaps at you, battering you. You take 5 points of bashing damage.
Oh, dear.
So the way that works is you max out on your bashing damage. So you take one of those points as lethal. So you now have 4 points of lethal, max bashing damage. And you need to make a resolve stamina check to stay conscious, which you make at a -1 because it's cold. So you stay stable. Now, here's the problem.
Yes.
So when you max out your damage, you start taking penalties for being really badly damaged. So the last 3 hit points, you take -1, then -2, then -3 to all actions. Because you're full damaged, you take -3 to all actions, -1 because it's cold. You take -4 to all your rolls, except ones made to stay conscious. That is only at a -1. It's your turn.
This still looks pretty humanoid, and despite the...
you are prone, by the way. It knocked you into the equipment shed.
Does it look like this could maybe be the last moments of my life?
Yeah, very potentially.
The telepathy skill I have.
Mm.
Look up at this creature and do my best to use my telepathy skill to try and see the thought on the forefront of the creature's mind and hopefully ask it a question.
Fail.
Oh, no.
The creature leans in towards you, sniffs you, and then straightens up and stalks off into the blizzard. I assume you don't follow a fight.
I can't. Can I?
No, you can't.
I would if I could.
Well, you can get up, but you feel absolutely dreadful. You are very nearly dying.
Okay. I will try and haul myself back to the mess hall because I know there's a fireplace there. I'll try my best to start a fire warm up.
Okay. You're at the second level of cold now because you've been cold for so long. It's now -2 to all actions for being cold and a -3 from your injuries. You drag what is left of you back into the mess hall and you stumble to the fireplace. There's no wood here.
Then I guess we're burning Ari.
There's also...
Is there a chair?
Yeah, this chair.
Okay, well, then there's wood there. I'll burn the chairs. Let's
see how long it takes you to make a fire.
It's an oil mine. You'd think there'd be oil about.
Oh, no, you do have oil. You have oil from your lantern.
Oh, well, I'll...
But that's given up your light.
Yeah, that's probably not smart. Okay, no. I'll just try and start a fire.
You try to start a fire?
Yeah.
How long are you going to keep trying to start a fire before you give up and just use the oil? Say,
how long will it take?
An hour passes.
Oh, no. How long till I get to another level of cold?
An hour.
Yeah, no, I use the oil. I try not
before to use... an hour?
Yeah, I try not to use all of it, just half.
Oh, your hand is not very steady right now.
No, I give it my best shot.
Oh. You use all of your oil. You just completely spill it all in. Then, because the oil is slick and because it's running down the side.
Yeah.
You drop the lantern and it breaks.
No.
But you've got an oiled fire.
Okay.
You light it. The fire leaps into action and you start warming up.
Okay.
So you're not out of the penalties yet, but you are warming up, just huddled near the fire.
I would like to just stay there for as long as possible until I warm up.
I'm going to make you make a wits comp roll. -3, -2. It is one die. Success.
Oh.
You hear someone walk through the doorway to the mess hall. You turn around and you see two workmen. You recognize both of them. One of them, an older looking man, he's got like a big scraggly beard, is holding a rifle slowly, not slowly, but straight up pointed and leveled at you with panic in his face. And the other one has a shotgun that he's holding with like a vice-like grip. You can see that the other one, the younger one, he's got like a darker skin. He might be from somewhere down south. Maybe he was on the boat and you heard him talking. He's French, but he's from like the French colonies. Or certainly his family is.
Okay.
It's Emil Glass and Thomas Patel. They're both obviously workmen, but Thomas Patel has part of his arm missing. So the vice-like grip that he's holding the shotgun with is not very sturdy. Could be easily broken if you wrenched at one of his arms.